Welcome to the Agribusiness Report. Today, highlights from a recent presentation from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. First off, USDA livestock analyst Shel Shagham.
The number of cattle on feed on April 1st was just over 12.1 million head, which was about 2% above a year ago. During March, producers placed just under 2 million head of cattle on feed, which was about 0.4% below a year earlier. And during March, feedlots marketed about 2 million head of cattle, which was about 2% below a year ago. The report gave us a snapshot of the number of cattle by sex on feed on April 1st. And the most interesting number for the standpoint of analysts would be the number of heifers and heifer calves on feed, which was just under 4.6 million head, about 2% above a year ago, and just under 38% of the total number of cattle on feed on inventory. That 38% is just about the same number as it was in 2021.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Hemp Hill County Beef Conference held in Canadian, Texas recently, where Secretary of State Mike Pompeo greeted the crowd.
I feel very much at home here. Not only did I operate a business halfway between Midland and Odessa selling oil field equipment. By the way, if I sold you any oil field equipment, you should know it's out of warranty. You're stuck if it's broken. I didn't come back to Texas till all the warranties had expired. The truth is I feel very much at home here. Well, I grew up in Southern California. My mother's family was from a little town called Wellington, Kansas. Anybody drives from here to Wichita up the road, you pass at or near Wellington. My family farm, Century Farm in Winfield, Kansas, is owned by my cousin. It reminded me of a story you were talking about, you know, how both nourishing and difficult those lives can be. I was out there one winter. We'd gone back for about 3 or 4 weeks, and I was helping my Uncle Jim on the farm, and it was freezing cold, nasty weather, sleet blowing, wind blowing hard. And my Uncle Jim had his hand outside of the truck, and his hand was frozen solid with ice. And my cousin Aaron said, "I'm going to college." he did go to college, but a good chunk of the family's gone back to what is that little farm there in Winfield, Kansas. Who to believe that I'd get the privilege that I had to serve in the way that I have? It was a pretty remarkable 4 years. And when people ask me, "Mike, what's it been like?" I'll bet you're glad to be out of the fire, all the pressure. The truth is, I miss what I was doing. Not because of the power or the glory or the prestige, but because every day I had a chance to do my best, and we didn't get it right every day, but I had a chance to do my best to make life just a little bit better for people like you and for my son who's getting married in the summer, and we hope we have grandkids before too terribly long. I'm not supposed to talk about that, my wife tells me. But in any event, I had this incredible privilege to serve every day, to try to deliver on the things that have made America great and special and unique and exceptional. Look, I worked in a very unique administration. Now, y'all laugh. Come on. It's fine. There were 5 secretaries of defense. There were 4 national security advisors. I checked my cell phone every morning to make sure I still had a job. See, the president tweeted about me. You know, I laugh about that. The president called. President Trump called me. It would have been in after the election, so December or January, and he said, "Mike, this morning, did you? The Washington Post said you were my most loyal cabinet member." I said, "Mr. President, they did not intend that as a compliment." He said, "You know, my Mike, you're right." And hung up and went on with his day. What you all do every day to deliver on behalf of the United States is not lost on people like me and those who truly, I think, understand the things that make this nation so special. Get up every day and focus on the things that matter most, right? So here you do lots of things that produce food, not only for your community and your state and our nation, but for the world. I traveled to, I think it was 100-plus countries or so. I can't tell you how few times I had a conversation with some world leader somewhere where we didn't talk about food and energy. If you think about it, most places in the world aren't like our country. They figuring out how to get electricity to everyone in the world, to give them the calories they need every day, all the food that they need every day. The world, indeed, is thankful for what this community does, what this special place in America does each and every day. And I wanted you to know how much I benefited from your hard work. When I traveled the world, right, we were trying to make things better for our country. I was fearless in putting America first. In fact, I was blessed. I never apologized for America once. Not once. I could do that because I had folks like you at my back, folks who are getting up every day delivering good outcomes for America. I remember I was a fairly new member of Congress. I was elected in 2010, began my service in 2011. You'll remember this was the last time we threw Nancy Pelosi out. Look, this isn't a political event, but my goodness, I'm having to work on that again 10 years later. It matters. It matters not because of who she is or who I am or anything else, but it matters because it impacts the lives of so many people who are out there just trying to work hard. If you'll remember, this would have been the time President Obama was trying to put something called Waters of the U.S. in place, a set of rules that made every garden stream, frankly, water from an outlet at a spigot, turned it into the Mississippi River. This was enormously costly. I'll never forget, I was a junior guy, and there was a much more senior fellow who's now a senator named Ed Markey from Massachusetts. A little different than Texas, for sure. But he was mocking another rule that was being put in place that was going to impact the constituents in my district that represented Wichita, Kansas, in the south central part of the state, 17 counties, most of which have fewer than 10,000 people in them. And they were putting this rule, we called it the dust rule. And I'll concede, I was losing my mind. Not my finest moment, as my wife would remind me. And he begins to mock what it was the people of South Central Kansas were doing. You can't drive. When I drove up here this morning, I was thrilled to see that there were more pickup trucks than other vehicles in the parking lot. It made me feel pretty darn at home. But he was mocking the things we do. He said, "Oh my goodness, you can't be worried about these dust rules." And I reminded him what it was like on a Kansas agricultural road. And even a big city road, not 10 minutes from where my office was in Wichita, right? And he looked at me and said, "Wichita, big city." This is a different worldview. It is a different outlook on life. And it is a life that doesn't fully appreciate all the greatness that you bring to America every day. You are indeed the heart and soul and backbone of this great nation. You know, when you went through the list of things I've done in life, you left off one of my favorites, which is that I was a fifth grade Sunday school teacher. Yep. My wife and I. Literally like so many of you, right? So we were literally leaving and we'd left church and the pastor had talked about the fact they were short some Sunday school teachers. And I said to Susan, I said, "You know, we could do that." And she looked at me and said, "Fifth graders, honey." So we went back in next week, said we're happy you signed up. It was indeed the best practice for being America's Secretary of State. I figured two things at this point. If I can keep fifth grade boys in their seats for an hour and teach them just one Bible verse, then I could certainly convince Jeremy Kim to give up his nuclear weapons, right? It seemed all very straightforward to me. The other thing, you all are deeply involved in your community, with your family, involved in your church too. If you can do church politics, you can win just about anywhere. And if there are any pastors or priests here, you know them. You know I'm speaking the truth there. I mention all that because in the end, these are the things that make America great. I've suffered these last 15 months too to watch the nation turn in a direction that is inconsistent with who I am and my value set and that of my family. It's not personal. It's not about them undoing things that I did or that President Trump did. It's about things that I know matter as we go forward, the way that we take this nation forward. It's hard to watch when they try to tell you things are true that aren't true, and you know they're true, right? I don't think it would take very long for us to do just some simple math. How many genders are there? Right? Everybody is like this, like simple math. Who should be in control of what it is our kids are learning in our schools every day? I watch nations that began to walk away from the truth. My 4 years was trying to do my best to make sure that your kids or your siblings who were serving in the United States Armed Forces didn't ever have to go someplace difficult to fight, to risk their lives. That's the diplomat's role, is to try and solve problems for America, to make America more prosperous and more secure, but not have to use that vaunted United States military that I had the privilege to be a small part of when I was a young lieutenant and a young captain. That was the focus every day. And I watched these nations who had evil in their heart. And I knew that if America didn't demonstrate resolve, if we weren't strong, if we didn't lead the right way, that they would do things that put our lives and our lifestyles at risk. when you get down, when you see things on the news and you say that's just not who we are, who we should be, please know that this is an incredible nation. It is an exceptional nation. We are not a racist nation. We were not founded on racist ideas. If we would teach a little more of the Bible and a little less of the 1619 Project, we'd all be better off. But know this. No matter the struggles that we may be facing, food prices are up. I know precisely what it is you all are paying for feedstock, fertilizer, and even for used farm equipment today. I was talking to a friend back in Kansas who was telling me about his effort to get a couple of used pieces of equipment for his farm. It's crazy. No matter how big these struggles, no matter how difficult, know that this is the most incredible nation that the good Lord ever put any place, any time. I'm reminded Winston Churchill in World War II, we weren't getting after it quite right in his view. Winston Churchill said, you know, America always gets it right after they've exhausted every other possibility. And it may well be that we're close. We're getting there. But know this. If you will tend to the things that matter most, what are they, right? They are making sure that we know that this is all bigger than we are. So your Secretary of State, I kept a Bible open on my desk every day. Did my best to read from it every day as well. We confronted difficult challenges, hard problems. They didn't get to me if they weren't complicated and difficult. I knew that I was going to do my best. We were going to work our tails off to get it right, but that we had someone helping. And if I would turn to him and surrender, then there was a good chance, more likely than if I didn't, that we'd get it just right. Keep doing these hard things, right? Keep working. Take care of your family. Make sure they're getting the education that they want from teachers who are teaching a value set and the things you all know to be true. Take care of your community. You all are here today. You took time out of your very busy day and your very busy schedule to be with me, to be with fellow members of your community. Make sure you take care of each other here in this beautiful part of Texas. When we do that, when we get good school boards and good city councils and good county commissioners and people who are prepared to go do things like teach fifth grade Sunday school who share our understanding of a world, then I am confident that this country will get another 250 fantastic years, and that that my son and his wife-to-be and their children and all of yours and your grandchildren will get a chance to live in an America that every one of us knows is the right America, an America we can be proud of, an America that will get that next great century. Thank you all for giving me a chance to be with you. May God bless each and every one of you.
That's former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaking at the Hemp Hill County Beef Conference in Canadian, Texas. It's the Agribusiness Report.
The formula for success is a simple one. Put strong in, get strong out. That's why cotton growers looking to improve yield potential plant Delta Pine brand cotton, featuring 100 years of proven yield potential and exclusive genetics in every bag. Strong is a legacy all its own. Protect yours with strong cotton from Delta Pine. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Did you know that the world-famous Café Du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like a Café Du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Welcome back to the Agribusiness Report. Again, highlights today from the Hemp Hill County Beef Conference. Mike Pompeo, former Secretary of State.
Hey, even if you're just a part-time farmer, you still need a full-time tractor to mow, help you with hay, handle general chores, and a whole lot more. That's why you need to check out the complete line of newly improved compact and utility tractors from Massey Ferguson, now engineered to be more comfortable and more versatile than ever. See the newly redesigned Massey Ferguson GC 1700 series and the larger, more powerful 2700 series today. Learn more at livingstonmachinery.com and to find a location near you. Livingston Machinery, 24-7 service for your 24-7 operation.
Cotton growers, take out yield-robbing nematodes with an in-furrow application of Averland FC from Vive Crop Protection. A cost-effective solution, Averland FC fights early season nematodes for healthier seedlings and stronger plant stands. Averland FC is the only abamectin product registered in furrow for nematodes in cotton, and it's compatible with other crop inputs. To learn more, talk to your retailer or visit vivecrop.com. Averland FC is a restricted-use product. Read and follow label instructions.
It's the Agribusiness Report with highlights from the recent Hemp Hill County Beef Conference in Canadian, Texas.
At Golden Harvest, our best skill is knowing how to listen. From our Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to our expert insights housed in the Illuminate Digital Agronomy platform, everything we offer is an answer to what we've heard from you. This is how we listen.
Copyright 2021 Syngenta. The trademarks or service marks used herein are the property of a Syngenta Group company. All other trademarks are the property of their respective owners.
Success is attained by those who approach problems with a plan and a purpose. As an advocate for High Plains cotton growers since 1956, Plains Cotton Growers has been tackling the tough issues facing cotton growers through beneficial legislative and regulatory changes. An important part of PCG's success is through close working relationships with congressional representatives and federal regulatory staff, allowing cotton growers more time to devote to farming operations. From the halls of Congress to the dusty turn roads of the High Plains, cotton producers depend on Plains Cotton Growers.
It's the Agribusiness Report.
An Earth Day announcement from USDA Friday. Climate Smart Infrastructure Investments for projects in 40 states, Puerto Rico, and the Northern Mariana Islands.
Nearly $800 million in USDA investments to drive renewable energy installations and provide clean drinking water across rural America.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says these investments fall under rural development programs, such as the Electric Loan, Rural Energy for America, and Water and Wastewater Disposal Disaster Loan and Grant Programs. Rural Development Undersecretary Xochitl Torres-Small adds climate smart improvements and efficiencies include
smart grid technology. So it's helping electricity providers improve their system operations and also monitor grid security. So becoming more resilient in a lot of different ways. With the Rural Energy for America program, that's helping agricultural producers and rural business owners who want to lower costs for the consumers, lower their energy costs, and also reduce their carbon footprint.
I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.